Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It is Friday, October 21st, 2011. I am Bill Buckmaster, and I thank you for choosing the Buckmaster Show. We are live Monday through Friday at noon on KVOI AM 1030, Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station, and the Voice Network with our simulcast partners listening in Douglas, where folks listen to us out of 930 AM KAPR, and up in Gila County and Globe, where Eastern Arizonans listen to the Buckmaster Show on KJAA AM 1240. And of course, we're always on the World Wide Web on our fine website, buckmastershow.com, where all of our shows are archived for your 24/7 listening. Also, thanks to our partnership with the online news service, TucsonSentinel.com. Our programs are also available anytime at TucsonSentinel.com. Today we have an expanded edition of our Friday Focus interview as we talk with the three candidates for the mayor of the city of Tucson. We invite you to join in the conversation on the Buckmaster Show live line, 790-2040, or toll free 1-866-725-5467. You can also submit questions at buckmastershow.com or on the Buckmaster Show page on Facebook. Friday Focus on the Buckmaster Show is presented by Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley, a true continuing care retirement community. Find out more at SplendidoAZ.net. With me in studio, our Republican, Rick Grinnell. Mr. Grinnell owns a public relations company here in Tucson. He's also a member of the Rio Nuevo Board. Also with me in studio, Green Party mayoral candidate, Mary DeCamp. She owns a communications company. And lately, Mary has been living in Armory Park as part of the Occupy Tucson movement. And on the Buckmaster Show live line is Democrat Jonathan Rothschild, a Tucson attorney. Candidates, thanks for being with me.
Thank you for having us.
It's wonderful to be here.
Thank you, Bill.
Appreciate
being here.
Thanks. Each of you has stated, and we will begin in alphabetical order, and that means Mary DeCamp will be up first. Mary, you're first here.
Thank you.
Each of you has stated that the economy is a top priority, one of your top priorities anyway. What would you do, Mary, to specifically create more economic opportunities in the city of Tucson? And I'm going to ask each of the candidates so we can cover as much ground as possible. Keep your answers to about a minute to a minute and a half. Go ahead, Mary.
Excellent. I would become a nation's leader in the development of micro businesses. I do this by opening up 131 community conservation centers in each of our registered neighborhood associations. I would inventory the vacant spaces, work with the owners to open them up to community conservation centers, put in a nonprofit like SCORE, Senior Corps of Retired Executives, to work with micro businesses to get started and running. The funding would come from affinity groups, people who are disappointed with the stock market, looking for a secure return on their investment. They would get in groups of 6, 8, 10 friends together, put in $2,000 each, and interview the different micro businesses for which ones stand the best chance of success, and they would fund them and then mentor those businesses for success.
That's Mary DeCamp, Green Party candidate. Up next, Republican Rick Grinnell. What would you do, Mr. Grinnell, specifically to create more economic opportunity and prosperity in our city?
Well, as mayor, and thanks for having us, Bill, as mayor, I would be able to continue doing what I've been doing for almost 20 years, working with economic development opportunities, and I would be able to bring the economic engines, if you will, the chambers, the trios, the various entities throughout the cities and the counties, all under one umbrella so that we can understand who's doing what. Not to tell people what to do, but to identify what people are currently doing. I would ask them to work with me to identify the first 100 businesses we could expand. I would ask the rest of the council to sit down with us and find ways we can reduce the barriers, the time it costs. The time is money. The costs associated, the number of inspections. In other words, really streamline this thing instead of 6 months, 90 days. Let's look at 30-day process. And then as these businesses work together, they become ambassadors for new opportunities.
That's Rick Grinnell, Republican for Tucson Mayor. Up next is Democrat Jonathan Rothschild. Mr. Rothschild, what economic opportunities would you specifically create for our city?
Well, Bill, I've been a business lawyer for 30 years in this community, helping to form businesses, help them get their financing, and helping them through their problems. So I have a sense of what's needed. On the small business level, I'm going to have a small business advocate in the mayor's office, no additional cost to taxpayers. My motion to the business community that their priorities are going to come with a top priority. We are going to streamline planning and development services by having a portfolio manager for each property so that businesses will get a consistent answer and not contradictory answers. We're going to revise the land use code. It's been under study for 2.5 years. I have signaled in my 180-day plan, which is on our website, to council, staff, and the consultants that we need to get that done within 180 days. And we're going to have a Tucson First ordinance. When the city does business with in the city, we'll prefer Tucson people to get the work. With regard to new business, I will work with the economic development groups. I will roll up my sleeves. I've worked with CEOs all my life. I will make an excellent representative for the city. Yep. Finally, with regard to entrepreneurship, which is a big part of this, we need to build our downtown so that our U of A students want to stay here. They rent a loft downtown because they like the Rialto, and three of them, instead of going to Austin or Denver or Portland, stay here, and they create the next Google or the next Microsoft.
Okay.
How you turn a business community around.
Democrat Jonathan Rothschild talking about economic opportunities. And let's begin now as we continue with our alphabetical order. Rick Grinnell, you're up next with this question. Is the proposed Rosemont Mine south of Tucson a good thing for this community? And, of course, we should point out that, Rick, you are a consultant for Rosemont.
I am, and I'm very grateful to not only have them as a client, but more important, as an audience that has come to this town with a state-of-the-art mining project that will create about a $700 million a year economic impact to our region annually. We're talking about, to the immediate startup, over $1 billion investment for almost 2,000 immediate jobs just in the construction. That's before the mining even starts. About 12 to 18 months out, then they'll be bringing in the mining industry, the miners themselves, 460 permanent jobs at the mine, an additional 1,600 to 1,800 jobs off property of private businesses locally energized. We have an opportunity. It's $19 million in Pima County taxes. Okay, let's not be confused here. This could generate $3 to $5 million a year in city sales tax revenue because of the economic spinoff. We have an opportunity. This is clean as it can possibly be. It's state-of-the-art. We are utilizing our natural resources as the U.S. government had intended. We've been a mining district forever, and less than 2% of the total Santa Rita mountain range will be impacted by this project. But we are people around the world coming in to see this, how this is going to work, water conservation process, the recycling programs, the reclamation project starting immediately online. This is good for Tucson, and we need this project now.
Jonathan Rothschild, your view on Rosemont Mine.
Well, let's be clear that, you know, it's not a city issue, and the mayor of the city of Tucson's not going to have to or be making decisions about this. It's really a county and federal issue. And my concern is really the time it's going to take to get this thing online. There are water issues. There are air issues. The Army Corps of Engineers, which has never been considered a liberal organization, has raised serious questions about the water. The mine says they can protect the water, but so far nothing's been approved. The same with the air quality. And this is going to take some time. And as mayor of the city of Tucson, what I want to focus on are the things that I can deal with, helping small business, helping entrepreneurship. And when I ran for this office, I decided I was always going to do everything based on the facts, everything objectively. And, you know, Rick has given a great PR and lobbying statement just now for the Rosemont Mine, but that's not what the mayor's job is. The mayor's job is to assess things up and always make the best decisions for the city of Tucson and for its citizens. And if ever anything comes before me on that basis, I will assure you I will be fair and impartial in making those decisions.
Okay, Jonathan Rothschild. Mary DeCamp, Mary, how do you feel about the mine, the proposed mine?
I'm against it. The Green Party has 10 key values. One of them is ecological wisdom. And I think putting a mine over an aquifer is a bad idea. We also believe in decentralization. And what I find with big companies like that is the top 1% benefits obscenely, while the workers are not compensated fairly for their labor. And I think that another of our key values, future focus, we have got to keep our resources intact for future generations. Jonathan talked about bringing business to downtown and having kids with credit cards. I think that that's irresponsible and got us into the problems that we're in. We need to take a more conservative view of our resources and ensure that future generations will be provided for. The quality and the quantity of our water has dropped, and I don't think that we should be expending it on mines.
Coming up on 12:16 on the Buckmaster Show, you are listening to the three candidates for the mayor of the city of Tucson. If you would like to join in the conversation, if you have a question that you would like to throw out and perhaps have one of the candidates or all three of them answer it, call us at 790-2040, 790-2040. We will take a break. When we're back with the break, the first question will be Downtown and Rio Nuevo. That's coming up next on the Buckmaster Show. From antique to contemporary, Persia to Pakistan, Tibet to Turkey, Karimi Oriental Rugs brings the world to Tucson at the corner of East Fort Lowell and Dodge. Owner-operator Amir Karimi personally selects the world's finest exquisite hand-woven rugs. Sale, purchase, wash, repair, restore, and appraise. East Fort Lowell and Dodge for Karimi Oriental Rugs and KarimiOrientalRugs.com. Listed on the National Register of Historic Places and founded by Isabella Greenway, Arizona's first congresswoman, the Arizona Inn is still the standard bearer for luxury hospitality in Midtown Tucson, just minutes from the University of Arizona. Founded in 1930, the Arizona Inn continues to win top honors for hospitality and dining. Travel and Leisure magazine names the Arizona Inn one of the top 500 hotels in the world for 2011. And the Arizona Inn is proud of its AAA four diamond status for both the hotel and dining room. Whether it's for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or a private event, you can count on Chef Allison's featured seasonal culinary creations to please. The Arizona Inn, a special oasis of hospitality in Midtown Tucson, 2200 East Elm, and on the web at arizonain.com.
CR Shutters and Sun Control is the leader in quality hardwood O'Hare brand shutters in southern Arizona. 100% customer recommended and satisfied. Sierra Shutters and Sun Control also has the highest quality blinds, shades, and state-of-the-art window tints that really make a difference in keeping your home cooler. Check out their extensive website at sierrasuncontrol.com or give them a call at 292-2212 for a free in-home estimate. With 2 out of 3 people in this country overweight, you're not alone in wanting to shed some pounds. Now you can lose 5 to 15% of your body weight in just 6 weeks using Dr. Gahn's Diet of Hope. The physician-supervised program created by renowned Tucson cardiologist Dietmar Gahn and certified nutrition counselor Elizabeth Gahn. To learn more about Dr. Gahn's Diet of Hope, call 696-DIET or log on to dietofhope.org.
Biro Amore presents Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan pizza using fresh homemade mozzarella and the finest quality toppings. Taste pizza as it was meant to be at Biro Amore. Casual yet upscale dining with an extensive boutique wine list. Biro Amore in Tucson on North Swan at Cap Lowell, Dove Mountain in Marana, and on the web at biroamorepizza.com. And now in Oro Valley, Noble Hops, the Tucson area's first gastro pub.
Coming up now on 20 minutes past the hour on the Buckmaster Show, Jonathan Rothschild, Democrat for City of Tucson Mayor, is with us. Republican Rick Grinnell is here, and Green Party candidate Mary DeCamp. Rick Grinnell and Mary DeCamp with me in studio. Jonathan Rothschild is on the Buckmaster Show live line, and as we continue in alphabetical order, Mr. Rothschild, you get the next question. Has there been anything said in the campaign that you would like to set the record straight? Is there something that's been said about you during this campaign that you believe is false? If so, now is your opportunity to give your side of the story.
Well, I did hear recently from the other side, the party, not the candidate, that somehow our law firm had had something to do with Rio Nuevo, and I do want to make it clear to everybody in the community that our law firm has not received $1 or 1 cent from the Rio Nuevo project. We did, on behalf of the city, review a contract that had to do with the hotel, and within 60 days of my partner, Mel Cohn, in reviewing that contract, the city determined that it was too risky of a deal, and Mel probably saved the city another $190 or so million dollars by not going forward. So I'm very proud of that work, but we have never been associated with the Rio Nuevo board.
Okay, Jonathan Rothschild. Rick Grinnell, anything said about you, or is there something you'd like to say, perhaps you've heard even today, that you want to set the record straight on?
Well, just a couple of things. First of all, Mr. Cohn was brought in as a construction attorney, and I don't think his decision actually weighed one way or the other. The community was pretty adamant about this hotel project. But I want to go back to something more important. When the mayor's responsibility is to advocate on behalf of jobs and economic opportunity, and this is part of the dilemma we have in Tucson, Arizona. We always want to say no instead of saying, how can we make something work? And I would really like to invite everybody in the audience, including my opponents and anybody who hasn't had a chance, to do a site tour and get your facts directly from the fact base and not from what we hear spinning out in the media or from the opposition, because what happens is that's disingenuous to the citizens. And I think if we're going to be real effective leaders, we need to be able to talk about the facts. And I know the facts. And I think it's irresponsible for people to be speaking out against something they really don't know total knowledge of. And we're here to create jobs, not to say no to them.
Okay, that's Rick Grinnell. And Mary DeCamp, do you want to set the record straight on anything?
Yep. That people are treating me like I'm not a qualified candidate, not here in the Bill Buckmaster Show. You've been marvelous.
Well, thank you.
A lot of the other media treat me like I'm marginalized. After the primary, the Arizona Daily Star ran Mr. Grinnell and Mr. Rothschild's picture, put their names in the headline. When the Green Party was making history, we were the only party that had a primary this year. We had two candidates on the ballot. I made history again by inviting my campaign manager, who was my primary opponent, to join the team. And we're going to make history again by qualifying for our clean elections money. And we're doing it grassroots democracy, $10 at a time. And we're not relying on the big dollars to fund our campaign. So somehow people think that I'm illegitimate, and I'd like to set that record straight.
790-2040, 790-2040, if you would like to join in the conversation. And I think Jerry is going to be our first caller to the Buckmaster Show. Jerry, go ahead. You're with the three candidates for the mayor of Tucson.
Just one thing before I ask my question. I will be taking the mine tour tomorrow. So, and Mr. Buxman, so you'd ask me to give you my opinion after I got back. My question is there several of the mayors around the state that are able to vote? As I understand, the mayor of Tucson only votes in a tie. Is that true?
Under the 1929 city charter, I don't think the mayor the mayor's control is not equal to the others on the city council.
Legislatively speaking, the mayor has he manages the agenda. He or she cannot bring any motions to the table, nor can he or she second a motion to the table. So basically, the mayor is a tiebreaker. However, the mayor does position here his or herself, and Mary, thank you, Mary, for reminding me, that leadership provided by the mayor in the discussion and the education on issues is absolutely imperative, and that's why the importance of experience and understanding is so paramount here in this particular election. We've had quite a change, and we need to really understand the dynamics. I would like to move forward immediately next year, if possible, with some charter changes to change some of the, give the mayor a lot more authority.
Yes, the 1929 city charter does not give the mayor control equal to others on the council. And actually, that was one of my questions that the caller had. And I was going to continue with that, that the mayor still is the face of the city. The mayor sets the tone for city government. So let's begin. Rick has already kind of weighed in on this. Then, Mary DeCamp, if elected, what tone would you present?
Cooperation, studied analysis, respect for diversity, hearing all voices. I've been attending the mayor and city council study sessions off and on for the last 2 years to see how sausage is made. And what I find is that there's not a lot of grassroots democracy there. The people who are coming to provide testimony, to plead their case, to present information to the mayor and council are all from the upper crust. They're not the people, the working class, who are busy with their jobs and don't have time to weigh in. They don't have lobbyists. They don't have lawyers. They don't have their voice heard.
And now Jonathan Rothschild, the mayor does, as I say, set the tone for city government. If elected, Mr. Rothschild, what tone would you present?
Well, Bill, let's be clear on the importance of the mayor's office. Number one, the mayor does set the agenda. And if you've been the leader of organizations like I have been over a number of years, you know how important being able to set the agenda is, and when you set the agenda, you set the vision for the community. The mayor is also the liaison to the federal delegation, which is so important in our community, and the liaison to the state delegation, which is also so important in our community. One of the items that is forgotten is that the mayor is the city's representative to the Pima Association on Governments and the RTA board, and those are boards where the city of Tucson gets one vote out of eight. So it is so important that you have a mayor of the city of Tucson who knows how to work with people and persuade people and get people to do things that are right for the region. The mayor's, the real change in the charter that is needed is the mayor really should be able to vote on termination of the city manager. I've spoken with all three living mayors, every city manager, I think there's seven that I could find, and they've all said, for our form of government to work, the mayor and manager need to work hand in glove.
Okay.
Mayor can vote to hire the manager, but if the relationship's not working, the mayor should be able to vote to fire the manager.
Okay.
Really, the mayor does vote on everything but that and firing the manager, police, and fire chief. So it's a form of government where the mayor needs to work with all the council people.
Got to run.
And have that relationship.
Okay, we're coming up on a hard break. Got about 1 minute to go, so I'm going to ask for almost a yes or no answer on this one. I'll save downtown. Certainly that will be first up after the break. If elected, Mr. Grinnell, would you advocate getting rid of the red light cameras and the radar vans?
Yes.
Mary DeCamp, what would you do about the red light cameras?
I don't have a problem with the cameras. I think that people are aware of them. They generate revenue. I'd make sure that they were fair and balanced, but I don't have a problem with them.
Jonathan Rothschild, about cameras and radar vans?
I'm for keeping them, but we need to make them work more efficiently. Once a person has a ticket, we need to look at what system is imposed after that with regard to whether it's a criminal or a civil penalty, and the technology that's being used. We need to make them work efficiently so that our police can be out on the street doing community policing and catching criminals.
Okay, we are about halfway through our mayoral debate with the three candidates for the mayor of Tucson on the Buckmaster Show, the home of the Buckmaster Show, AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. When we come back, we will be talking about Rio Nuevo right off the bat. And if you'd like to join in the conversation, 790-2040, 790-2040. We will be back right after we hear from the lineup of fine sponsors to the Buckmaster Show. Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki will both be able to claim victory with today's announcement that all U.S. troops will be out of Iraq by year's end. Mr. Obama is keeping a campaign promise to end the war, and al-Maliki will have restored Iraqi sovereignty. Pointing to the killing of Muammar Gaddafi in Libya, protesters in Syria and in Yemen are telling their longtime rulers they will be the next to go. Crowds in Syria today chanted against Bashar al-Assad. Eurozone finance ministers say Greece will get its next batch of aid money, likely by mid-November, saving that country from a potentially disastrous default. The ministers said today that Greece would get the next $11 billion batch as long as the International Monetary Fund signs off on its part in the coming weeks. On Wall Street today, the Dow up 226. More details at srnnews.com.
Everyone's piling on big banks nowadays, with good reason. But still, you're skeptical about moving your money. We get it. But let's think about that. If you're worried about convenience, Pyramid Federal Credit Union has local branches and thousands of fee-free ATMs nationwide. If you're worried about service, at Pyramid, you're a member. At big banks, you're a number. There's a difference. And if you're worried about savings, Pyramid Federal Credit Union has better rates and fewer fees than big banks. Like our great low 4.5% APR on new, used, or refinanced vehicle loans with terms up to 60 months. Plus, save another 0.25% with payment options. So Pyramid wins on convenience, service, and savings. If you're still skeptical about moving your money, try us out. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life. Visit PyramidFCU.com to learn how. 4.5% APR on vehicle loans for a limited time. Restrictions may apply. Membership eligibility required. NCUA insured.
If you're having foot or lower back pain, you're not alone. My foot doctor recommended custom foot orthotics created by Bob Novak. Bob is a certified pet orthist and best in Southern Arizona at creating just the right foot support at a price you can afford. Please give Bob Novak, the owner of Arizona Limb and Brace, a call at 795-2553 or visit Bob at Rosemont and 5th. I did, and my feet thank me every day.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoAZ.net.
Since 1959, Assistance League of Tucson has helped thousands of disadvantaged men, women, and children in the Tucson area. Donated items, thrift shop proceeds, volunteer hours, and financial gifts help support our philanthropic programs like Operation School Bell. Your generosity continues to change lives in our community. For more information on how you, too, can make a difference, visit us at AssistanceLeagueTucson.org. Assistance League of Tucson, volunteers working together.
Thank you.
back. This is the Buckmaster Show. This is an expanded edition of our Friday Focus. Normally at this time we do our Friday Reporters Roundtable, but we have the three candidates for mayor with us in the city of Tucson, and we wanted to give this a little more time and pretty much devote the whole hour to the views of the three candidates for the mayor. Democrat Jonathan Rothschild is with us on the Buckmaster Show live line, and with me in studio, Republican Rick Grinnell, and Rick is joined by Mary DeCamp of the Green Party. And as promised, finally, we get to Rio Nuevo. I had hoped to get to a little bit earlier, but we got off on some other things. The perception is that downtown Tucson redevelopment under the umbrella of Rio Nuevo has been a disaster, that much of the $240 million spent on the program has been wasted. As the leader of the city, and I think Mr. Rothschild is up first on this one, as the leader of the city, the new mayor will have his or her hands full getting the public back on board and buying into revitalizing the city's central core. How will you do that, Mr. Rothschild?
Well, let's first be clear with regard to the past in Rio Nuevo. If somebody did something criminally wrong, they need to be held responsible. There's an FBI investigation, Attorney General investigation. We'll see where that goes, but that's not involving city taxpayer money, and that's a good thing. I've been a business lawyer for 30 years. I understand what a fiduciary responsibility is. I will watch over other people's money, the taxpayers' money, more closely than my own, and I watch mine pretty carefully. For every city contract, I will have somebody in the city who will be responsible to tell me how the money's being spent, and then I will be responsible to the voters. That's how democracy works. Going forward, we have to change the tone. I saw yesterday two of the Rio board members were sued individually for several million dollars for statements they've made, and that's taxpayer liability. Again, that's going to the Rio Nuevo board was sued. That's more taxpayer dollars are going to be spent. Mr. Grinnell has been on that board. He's been the treasurer of that board. And that the state has, he's been on that board, I believe, 16 months. I believe the state board has been there for close to 3 years. And okay, we've got to stop all the partisan bickering.
All right.
Downtown is so important. Time's up. And I will be a big promoter of downtown.
Okay. And I'll tell this to all the candidates. Please try to keep your response to about 90 seconds so we can get everyone in here and give them pretty much equal time. Rick Grinnell, you want to respond to that about revitalizing the city central core?
Well, let's be real clear here. I was appointed along with the rest of the board because of our experience and understanding of development and historical knowledge of the issues. We were here to clean up a process that was basically mismanaged and misrepresented by supporters of my opponent, Mr. Rothschild. So let's be real clear here. The other thing is we have reviewed hundreds of thousands of documents, budgets, and looking at the trail of where the money was spent, trying to make sure that we maximize the assets available and put things back to work. And the other part of this process, our goal, as soon as we get the rest of the information from the Wells Fargo Bank, we're going to be able to identify what we really need to do at the TCC and invest some money in conjunction with the city. And here's the big understanding. Historically, I've been involved in city things for over 20 years. I know what's been going on. I do my own homework. I don't rely on others to tell me what the facts are. I really do understand, and I'll be able to cross the aisle, go over and work with council and say, here's where we are. I talked about bringing the two bodies together. And, you know, not just picking up the phone and calling somebody, but really bringing everybody together so we understand the importance of the issues one by one. The city and the board have jointly agreed to a mediation. We're going to move that, expedite that process, and we should be able to get this done as soon as absolute possible.
Rick Grinnell speaking about downtown in Rio Nuevo. We heard from Jonathan Rothschild. Now we hear from Mary DeCamp of the Green Party.
Thank you so much. I come to this with clean hands. I'm an outsider. I haven't been legal counsel for the city. I haven't been involved with Rio Nuevo. There are audits underway. We let them work. We find out what results come out of that, and then we pursue accountability and responsibility. I would also like to point out that as a Green Party member, I don't bring bipartisan and bipolarized baggage to the table. I can work with both Republicans like Steve Kozacek and Democrats like Karen Ulick. So I think that voting Green is an excellent choice for mayor in this election. I think downtown is terrific. I've been camping out with Occupy Tucson in Armory Park. And
you're living downtown.
Yes, I am. Yes. Yes, I think it's very important. I think it's a freedom of speech, freedom of assembly. It's time for a populist movement where regular people come forward and say, we've had enough.
Mary, I was going to say that you're up next with the next question, and it is a follow-up to Rio Nuevo. So how would you get the Rio Nuevo board and the city to sit down for the first time at the table?
Well, you know, I am very proud to say that I come to this race with a letter of recommendation from my ex-husband saying that I'd make a terrific mayoral candidate. Now, if I can get past those past interpersonal conflicts and win people over in that way, I think I'm a good bet. I've had plenty of schooling and classes on conflict management, interpersonal communication, small group decision making, organizational communication. I've got the skills and the abilities to work across divides wherever I find them.
Mary DeCamp of the Green Party. Now, Rick Grinnell, how about this? The two sides here, the board, which you sit on, the Rio Nuevo board and the city, have not sat down together at the table. When is that going to happen?
Hopefully the first meeting that we have, I'll ask one of the council members to bring a motion, get a second, to invite the district to come together as soon as possible. And also confer with the district board after the election is over so that we can get this thing in ready to go. And the other part of this, I think as much, we're like, people may call it a little bit of a family feud about who's what. I have no doubt in my mind that the current city council and the district board do really care about Tucson, Arizona. We will get through these issues. And the biggest part of this whole dilemma is the lack of understanding and education on the actual facts. And having the ability to be able to cross the aisle and talk to our friends at the council and say, here, this is the facts as I know them. You educate me on what you know. Let's go talk to the board and let's bring this together. The citizens deserve to have us come to the table. Absolutely. The taxpayer dollars. And we will come to a point when we will realize we're all in the same game. We're all on the same team. This is our home. And I believe we're going to find real resolve with this in 60 to 90 days, moving this thing forward. In 6 months, we're going to have a clean slate moving forward.
Republican Rick Grinnell, now Democrat Jonathan Rothschild. How would you get everyone to the table, Mr. Rothschild?
Bill, you don't get the city to the table by voting to sue them for $47 million like Rick Grinnell did. That stops all conversation. It's required to. I have spent my life waking up in the morning, 8 o'clock, walking into rooms with folks that don't get along at all, working all day with them, business people, getting to the facts, and by 5 p.m. that evening having them walk away and say, you know what, I'm better off at 5 o'clock today than I was at 8 in the morning. There's going to be a lot we're going to have to go through to get this thing resolved, but we can do it, but we've got to do it with people that have the skill sets and the experience to get it done, and that's what I want to bring to the city.
What's the biggest difference, Rick Grinnell, between you and your opponents? What do you think, other than the fact you're a Republican, they're a Democrat and a Green Party candidate?
I'm a doer. I've been doing this for 20 years. I have volunteered. I've served on over a dozen boards and commissions. I understand the issues. I understand the budget. I understand the facts, and I do my own homework, and I don't, again, rely on others to tell me what to think. There's an old adage in business. If you don't know the budget better than your accountant, you don't know where your money is, guess what? You're probably going to be missing something. As the mayor and the ability to communicate with people, you know, I've raised over millions of dollars, or helped raise over $1 million for the charities in this town. I've served on the treasurer of the Sports and Tourism Authority. I know the economic issues. I know the water issues. I know transportation. And I've been doing this as a volunteer. I've been participating because I care about this city. I started a company 3 years ago to expand that mission and try to make sure that we engage the business community along with the political and social arenas so that we can all get done what we all really want. We want the ability to feed our families, not worry about looking over our shoulders for pink slips or mortgage foreclosures, and maybe every once in a while have the freedom to take a vacation. We all work hard for our money, and I think we're looking forward for an opportunity to be able to enjoy some of these and stay focused. I'm the doer. My opponents have been talking about this for a while. I've been doing it for a long, long time.
Democrat Jonathan Rothschild, what's the difference between you and your opponents?
Well, you can look at my record of success. I've run my family-grown business for 30 years. I've been involved. I've grown it from 16 employees to 56 employees. It's been a successful business. I've been a community leader. I've been president of Casa de los Niños. I've been president of Handmaker. I'm very independent in my thinking. I have vowed from day one that I will be that and always decide things on the facts, what's best for the community. You know, I'm a native Tucsonan. My grandmother came here in 1942 as a single mom with my father. She started a small business. She worked that till she was elderly. My father has a love and passion for this city. He's still working. I've got hard work ethic and that passion for this city in my blood.
Okay, Jonathan Rothschild, now Mary DeCamp.
Oh, gosh, there are a lot of differences and similarities as well. The differences that I see, well, I'm the only woman in the race. We could make history with the first female mayor. I think that would be great. Also, as a Green Party candidate, we don't take any corporate funding, so there's no connection and cronyism. I don't come to the table with a family inheritance. In fact, I had to pay money to bury my parents, and other people got help starting out in their businesses. I think that my education, I've spent my whole lifetime in classrooms, either being a student or a teacher. I think our income level separates us greatly. And the dedication to the 10 key values that we have a platform that we run on that informs policy.
I'm sorry, Mary. We're That's just all right. about out of time. And this question, if we can keep this really short, I think it's pertaining to you and camping out in downtown as part of Occupy Tucson. If elected mayor, the caller who did not want to go on the air, but we have the question, would you support enforcing the city park regulations in regards to Occupy Tucson?
And I can start?
Yeah, and Thank keep you. It real short. We've got about 2.5 minutes to go.
I would support enforcing the Constitution that guarantees us the right to freedom of speech and freedom of assembly. I think that it's time that the people stood up. We have treated the medical marijuana law in the same way that we've said that the federal law supersedes the state ordinance. I'd say the federal constitution supersedes a little city ordinance.
Okay.
And this isn't an event. This is an ongoing movement.
I'm going to keep these responses to about 30 seconds. Rick Grinnell, would you enforce the city park regulations in regards to Occupy Tucson?
Yeah, well, I've served my country honorably as a Navy veteran to ensure the integrity and the right for people to have the First Amendment. I also serve that same country and that same rule of law. And I would absolutely, you can have your freedom of speech, but you also have to live within the laws. And I would support the regulations as they're written.
And Jonathan Rothschild on Occupy Tucson?
Yeah, I try to make accommodations because, yes, the right of assembly and freedom of speech are so important. But at a certain level, we do have to enforce our laws for both safety purposes and liability purposes. And we also have to make sure that we have an ordinance that treats all groups the same, so that however you're going to treat Occupy Tucson, you treat the Tea Party or anybody else that wants to be involved.
I've got about 2 minutes, so I'm going to give you each about 20 seconds to say why folks should vote for you. I'll begin with Mary DeCamp. Well, actually, we began the interview with Mary DeCamp, so let's go the opposite way on the alphabet. Jonathan Rothschild, 20 seconds.
20 seconds.
Yep.
I'm going to work every moment of the day to make Tucson a better place. The important issues are restoring trust, pride, and accountability to city government and work to bring jobs to this community, particularly to support our small business community. And I have the skills and experience to do so.
Thank you very much, Mr. Rothschild, for being with us. Thanks a lot. Rick Grinnell, Republican, go ahead.
I would ask that everybody give me their support, and I hope I earn the honor of your vote, because I have spent 20 years working on the front lines to better this community. I believe in this community. It's my passion, and maybe this is sort of bringing full circle part of the commitment that I've made. I believe in you. I believe in us, and I believe that we can restore who we are and make this the greatest place to live.
Okay, and Mary DeCamp, the final 20 seconds.
My experience, my education, and my disposition, I can bring creative ideas that are frugal, that are workable, that are sustainable. They've been tried elsewhere. www.decamp4mayor.org.
Mary DeCamp, Green Party candidate, Republican Rick Grinnell, and Democrat Jonathan Rothschild, thank you very much for spending an hour with us. I think the people of Tucson will be better served by your remarks. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill, for having us, and thank
you
other
so
candidates
much.
As well.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks
much
a lot.
Appreciate it.
All right. Coming up now on 50 Minutes Past the Hour on the Buckmaster Show, enough of politics now. We're going to go to Weekend Watch coming up after the break. Matt Russell, the culinary cruiser. Find out what's going on in Tucson this weekend.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our citizens realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and create a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in and support of education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's Pima Community College students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a literate, prosperous, thriving Tucson and Pima County. During these extraordinarily tough times, our funding is in serious jeopardy. And as budgets get even tighter, we'll have to cut back services just when people need us the most. So please support us in our ongoing effort to build a better tomorrow. Help us provide the education and resources that the people of Pima County need today. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us on the web at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
The Arizona sun is intense regardless of the season. That's why you need Sierra Shutters and Sun Control, Southern Arizona's custom shutter specialist and proud supplier of O'Hare Shutters, locally manufactured blinds and state-of-the-art window tints. Our power bills are less after installing Sierra's 100% hardwood shutters and window tints in our home. Call Sierra Shutters and Sun Control 292-2212 or check out their extensive website, sierrasuncontrol.com.
Want to lose weight? You're not alone. 2 out of 3 people in this country are now overweight. Using Dr. Gahn's Diet of Hope, created by renowned cardiologist Dietmar Gahn, you could lose 5 to 15% of your body weight in just 6 weeks. The program teaches proper nutrition and uses no drugs or artificial foods. Most insurance is accepted. To learn more, visit dietofhope.org or call 696-DIET.
Taste pizza as it was meant to be at Vero More, Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan pizza, topped with the finest, freshest quality ingredients. Enjoy casual yet upscale dining while sampling our extensive boutique wine list. Vero More in Tucson at North Swan and Camp Lowell, Dove Mountain and Marana, and on the web at veromorepizza.com. And now open in Oro Valley, Noble Hops, the Tucson area's first gastro pub.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of health care in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoAZ.net.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
here twisting and shouting out by the pool. For the past 2 weeks, our culinary cruiser, Matt Russell, dedicated foodie, has been on a two-week eating vacation, a food vacation. And we thank very much Jimmy Bogle, by the way, for sitting in while Matt Russell was looking for a good meal. And I think he found one, because, Matt, I think it's time to get out those elastic fit pants for you.
Well, you know, can we break out the elastic waistband tomorrow? Because I just had a great New England style lobster roll at Bluefin Bistro for lunch. So, you know, the diet starts tomorrow, Bill. That's one of my favorite expressions.
I have heard you say that every Friday since we've been doing Weekend Watch about a diet beginning on Saturday, when I know that you duck out a little bit early from Russell Communication on Friday to find a really good meal. Not that you're not looking anyway. How was the vacation? I know you were working.
Yeah, actually, yeah, I was doing a lot of work. I was in Orlando, had a chance to visit my friends at the Tommy Bahama Tropical Restaurant, had some wonderful fresh snapper, and macadamia nut crusted snapper, just really great fresh fish. And then I was up in Red Bank, New Jersey, doing a project for a client, and I enjoyed some of the best pizza I've had at a wonderful place in Red Bank, New Jersey called Basil T's Pizza. And of course, Bill, I enjoyed some local craft beer there in New Jersey alongside my pizza. So, yeah, the tummy's a little bigger than it was when I left.
What's this about a party? You know, we all love a party, but somebody's saying there's something called The Party this weekend.
Yeah, you know, a great event to benefit the Boys and Girls Clubs of Tucson is tonight. And when they thought about what to call it, it's going to be a huge party. And they said, well, let's just call it what it is. It's The Party, and it's tonight at 5 o'clock at the PCC. There's going to be thousands of people there. There's going to be wonderful food from all of our favorite Fox restaurants, a huge silent auction. There's going to be a live auction for which Jim Click himself is going to serve as the auctioneer, and a live performance by the famous band Third Eye Blind. I'm going to be emceeing that event tonight, so I want all your listeners to come on out and help us raise some money for the Boys and Girls Club of Tucson.
Yeah, that tuxedo that you've been keeping in the back of the closet, I think, will be dusted off. Get it ready. What's going down in Tubac?
Yeah, the ends of days celebration, Saturday from 10 to 4 at the Tubac Presidio State Park. It's an event which commemorates the Spanish explorers' 1775 expedition from Tubac out to California. Now, they're going to be featuring a folk concert, some living history demonstrations, and of course, Bill, there has to be great food, involved for me to rave about it. They tell me they're going to be serving up an authentic pozole stew from a recipe that is more than 200 years old.
Oh, boy. That's a long, long time to have on simmer, isn't it?
Yes, the Piente himself may very well have tasted his pozole back in the day. I really can't wait to try it. That's Saturday from 10 to 4 out in Tubac.
What if I need some barbecue this weekend?
Well, you're coming to the right place. You know, as a true barbecue enthusiast, I'm always in pursuit of great Q, and we know Tucson really has a lot to choose from, but my friends over at Brushfire Barbecue Company deserve some special praise for bringing their award-winning barbecue over to the east side. Their second location is now open at 22nd and Kolb, and they're going to be open every day from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. So I want all of your listeners to get out there this weekend for some really great barbecue, smoked ribs, brisket, pulled pork. I mean, you've rendered me speechless already, Bill.
You had a lot of craft-style beers on this trip. I guess that's something that's really caught on across the country, hasn't it?
Yeah, it really hasn't. You know, you don't have to look far than Tucson. I think we have three or four craft beer places in town. There's about five more on deck set to open up. But whenever I'm on the road, I like to find the local craft beers because each one of them kind of represents the personality of the place. I'm an IPA guy, so some people call me a hophead. I like the high hop in my beer, and we really had some delicious craft beers out in New Jersey. But we can't wait for the new breweries to open up here in Tucson, because Tucson really is emerging into a legitimate stud town.
And I'll put a plug in for one of my sponsors, the Noble Hops people out in Oro Valley. Speaking of beers, they've got the beer.
They do it better than anyone, Bill.
Thank you so much, Matt Russell. Have a great weekend.
You too. Time for dessert.
All right. Friday Focus and our Friday show on the Buckmaster Show, presented by Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley. It is a true continuing care retirement community. Find out more at SplendidoAZ.net. Very good people. Check out Splendido. Speaking of good people, Flowers Rieger and Associates, Certified Public Accountants. The Buckmaster Show is brought to you in part by these fine Certified Public Accountants, located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com. The Buckmaster Show is a production of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC. On behalf of our producer, the lovely and talented Rosemary Brandt, we hope you have a fantastic weekend, and we will see you back here with the Buckmaster Show live, noon to 1 on KVOI. It is AM 1030. Have a great afternoon and a great weekend.
KVOI, Cordero, Tucson. 930 KAPR Douglas and 1240 KJAA Globe, the Voice Radio Network.